Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm very excited to have Dr. Fegan Ulgen, General Manager of High Performance Computing Platform Software and Cloud at Intel, with us today. Welcome, Fegan. How's it going?
Hi, Allison. Thank you for having me.
So, Fegan, why don't we just get started, and why don't you talk a little bit about your scope within the data center group at Intel?
So I'm, as you introduced, the General Manager for High Performance Computing Platform Software Group under the Enterprise and Government umbrella at Intel. What that means is we are trying to drive an ecosystem-wide effort to arrive at a consistent software platform that is a base platform for anything that's traditional HPC, as well as emerging workloads such as artificial intelligence.
What kind of organizations use this technology, and why is this new software development so critical in terms of their application of high-performance computing to solve real problems?
We have partners all the way from other OEMs, OSVs, ISVs, research institutions, government labs around the world. And what we're basically trying to do is to create an innovation hub for all the great ideas and innovation that will carry us to the exascale level computing in the future, as well as making HPC easier and more accessible to the crowds out there. And this is actually a place where I find great connection to new workloads like artificial intelligence, machine learning, and deep learning. These data scientists are not necessarily the users of high-performance computing. So our goal is to make HPC transparent for them to not worry about it, but still be able to tap into the power of it.
Not everyone wants to be a high-performance computing programming ninja, but they do want to have the opportunity to redesign their products and take advantage of all sorts of things that HPC can offer. It sounds like you're on the path of delivering that advanced capability to folks.
Exactly. You know, through our CPU programming model, they can do what they're used to doing, you know, write their code, and it's easily compilable. In addition, you know, we provide all these new memory technologies, accelerator technologies through FPGAs, and of course our software to add to the mix.
A lot of talk has been going on in artificial intelligence lately, especially in the high-performance computing industry. Can you provide some insight into how those two topics interrelate?
Today, we have the computing power to be able to solve issues that we couldn't deal with in the past. For example, when you ask your phone, where's the nearest gas station, there's artificial intelligence involved in that. There's basically speech recognition, natural language processing, text-to-speech synthesis, and a myriad of other intelligence techniques to make the answer sound natural to us. In the past, this was almost impossible to execute on a smartphone. But right now, thanks to Moore's Law, I should add, we have a lot more compute power. What that means for artificial intelligence is we have the ability to train more sophisticated networks. You don't have to worry about a different word that the user might come up with. Or, for example, my accent that might throw the computer off if it wasn't trained with the same accent. As users, we're expecting artificial intelligence to be more sophisticated. We wouldn't like it if we had to just use certain vocabulary. What that means for data scientists is that they have to develop more sophisticated models. They have to make, for example, deep learning deeper to recognize more sophisticated images, etc. And that's where HPC comes in. Whenever there is computational complexity, HPC can help. In the simplest terms, you can divide any artificial intelligence methodology, especially the neural network training algorithms, into parallelly executable jobs, and then you basically unleash the HPC system to bring back the answers to you, the trained model, in much faster time than if you were executing the whole training in sequential format on one computer.
where is Intel in terms of delivering performance capability around machine learning? And what do you think is on the horizon that's exciting?
You know, we have already done a lot of work optimizing machine learning frameworks. We definitely need to applaud the teams that have created optimizations of frameworks such as Caffe and Theano. When used on Intel hardware, performance gains are incredibly high. What Intel has done is also a deep learning SDK, which I believe will be released by the end of 2016. So those are great things that have been done specifically optimizing machine learning and deep learning kinds of frameworks.
When you think about artificial intelligence, a lot gets made about a future state where artificial intelligence is helping make better decisions, helping real-time decision-making. But some people have some concerns about how it's applied. How is Intel dealing with that?
You know, sometimes there are concerns that artificial intelligence, thanks to Hollywood movies that we have seen, artificial intelligence may not show up in our lives in the most optimal way, and it could take over jobs or it could harm humans, etc. And first of all, I guess I'd like to assure you that none of us is working on anything like that. And Intel is doing a tremendous job in making sure artificial intelligence will show up in our lives and in the industry in the most responsible way. And we will be partnering with organizations to help us drive that concept going forward. And we'll be hearing more about that in the upcoming weeks.
And then finally, I wanted to get to the HPC orchestrator, because obviously this is a huge contribution that Intel is making to the industry. Tell me a little bit more about how we created the HPC orchestrator and why we think it's such an important step forward in terms of making HPC more accessible to a broader array of customers.
So no mention of Intel HPC orchestrator goes without first mentioning OpenHPC. Last year, what Intel decided is to start a conversation about the future of HPC ecosystem, especially from a software point of view. And as soon as we started this conversation, many, many partners got on board, and not just OEMs, hardware manufacturers, but also ISVs, OSVs, research institutions, government institutions, and they came together to form a community under Linux Foundation called OpenHPC.community to basically create this base flat platform. So what Intel is doing is to take that one notch further. What that means is some organizations that are more comfortable with using a professionally released software platform, something that's hardened, that's tested, and maybe has some additional features, will be able to benefit from our Intel's distribution of OpenHPC, which is the Intel HPC orchestrator. It creates a hub for innovation. In the past, everybody built their own HPC system management software on their own. And what that means is for the end users, there is no consistency. For the software developers, there's no consistency. In fact, ISVs told us that they can't even test their software given how fragmented the entire HPC system software effort is. So when you are trying to reach to exascale level performance for traditional HPC, or when you're trying to accommodate very complex workloads like machine learning, deep learning, and throw the world's biggest problems at these computers, you need a stable and a very strong software platform for everyone to develop simultaneously together in collaboration and be able to flow all of our innovation into. So this is the effort that we are undertaking, and I'm very, very excited about it, both as a data scientist and as the general manager for the HPC software platform.
When can folks start using this software, and how would they find out more about it?
It will be distributed through our partners next year. It's generally available to our partners who have been testing it throughout this year, and they can learn more about it at intel.com/HPC orchestrator. And of course, they can always go to openhpc.community under the Linux Foundation umbrella.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Figen. I would love to have you back soon to hear how your organization is doing with the delivery of HPC Orchestrator and your broader work on delivering high-performance computing and machine learning capabilities to our customers.
Thank you. I really enjoyed our conversation and look forward to speaking again.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.